Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Norman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Fred Norman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Fulgham. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Fulgham. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham bunts towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fulgham for the out. Obergefell moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Carter and Obergefell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonds. Carter reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive towards third. Parrish catches it and throws to second to double up Hernandez. The throw to first to get Simmons, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Ramsey who tags Scott for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Ramsey applying the tag. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0 for 0 in the game. Fulgham hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fulgham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Org pinch hits for Ken Wrights. Woody Fryman now pitching. Keith Smith pinch hits for Danny Org. Keith Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Mike Ramsey now playing third base. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell strikes out. One out. Tom Hare pinch hits for John Fulgham. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cottnow pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. John Littlefield now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Cromartie scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. John Urrea now pitching. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Fryman moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 4 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.